Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Fort Stokes.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show. Activators, I'm Fort Stokes, your chief financial advisor. And we've got our esteemed radio show executive producer, but he's also what we've now dubbed the ambassador to the weekend. Mr. Sam Davis is with us as well.
Welcome to the show, activators. And yes, it is the weekend and it's not rainy, finally, for once in a while here in Atlanta. And we're going to enjoy the last bits of summer.
That's it. So I'm always really enlightened and heartened by your welcoming us to the weekend. And thanks for the weather update. We appreciate that.
Hey, I know everybody's got those tee times for Saturday and Sunday. I just want to let you know, you're going to be good to go.
That's good stuff. Also, what people don't, not a lot of people realize is that Sam actually does voices for national ads across the country, even for the U.S. Army and other advertisers. So we're very fortunate to have you on our show, Sam, and thanks for supporting us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
That's it. So on today's show, we're going to talk more about a smart financial plan with smart, safe, smart risk, and smart tax strategies. And we're going to go over some really important factors right now and things that you need to be watching, because it's my goal as a fiduciary to try to take as much risk off the table for you. We want to do everything we can to take care of our activators out there. And if you're wondering who an activator is, it's somebody who listens to this show on a weekly basis. It's someone who wants a successful retirement. It's somebody who wants a fee efficient, market efficient, and even, dare I say, tax efficient retirement. And it's tough to get those these days. On today's show, we're going to talk about all the different strategies that make up a smart financial plan. We're going to do a quick market update. We'll also have our final countdown recapping everything today. But I want to kind of start just by giving you a quick market update, and then we're going to go straight into smart, safe strategies. And we'll also play a little bit for my new book, Annuity 360. Also, if you're interested in getting my book, Annuity 360, so you can learn all you need to know about annuities, which ones to avoid, which one to buy for a successful retirement, all you have to do is visit annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net, and you'll get the free download of that. You can also visit bondreplacement.com. That's bondreplacement.com if you want to get my free report on why it makes sense to replace your bonds with a safe and sound, secure financial product. Listen, we're fiduciaries, financial advisors. We kind of believe in tactical asset allocation and active wealth management. That's why the name of my company is Active Wealth Management. And we also want to do everything that we can to try to take risk off the table and help you maximize the growth of your assets. Because always, you know, it's our goal to protect and grow your money. I'd always say that, listen, it's hard to earn the money, but it's even harder to save it. Like when you're earning money and you kind of live up to the lifestyle and you've got the next thing you want to buy, or whether it's a boat or a renovation on a basement or a trip or paying for kids' college or whatever that is, we've just got a lot of things going on and a lot of things that require our time and our money. And we take it very seriously when people come to us and they bring their hard-earned wealth, but mainly their hard-saved wealth. We want to do everything we can to protect and grow that wealth. And so let's go straight into this market update, and then we're going to talk more about smart safe investments first and smart risk, and then also the two truly tax-free strategies for a smart tax investment strategy as well.
Your active wealth market update.
U.S. stock futures were pointing higher Friday, putting the major averages on track for a fourth straight days of gains on a collision course with all-time highs after an incredible tough day on Wall Street on Monday, where we saw like the S&P 500 lose 1.89% of its value, and then only to see it recover and then some over these this rally of four straight days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average futures gained 157 points or 0.45%, while the S&P futures and NASDAQ 100 futures advanced 0.4 and 0.36% respectively. All three of the major averages ended Thursday session with 0.5% of their respective highs. They were right there on the average, just within 0.5% of their highs. So in stocks, you know, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger told the Wall Street Journal that the global chip shortage could stretch into 2023. The shortage, which was a result of lockdowns aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19, has snarled auto production and caused supply chain dislocations in other industries, including cell phones and consumer electronics. In earnings, Dow component American Express Co. reported revenue jumped 33% from a year ago as consumer spending topped pre-pandemic levels. The credit card giant released $866 million of reserves that had been built up to protect against losses during the pandemic. Twitter exceeded Wall Street estimates on both the top and bottom lines as revenue surged over 74% year over year, the fastest since 2014. The number of its monetizable daily active users grew 11%. Snap Inc. beat on earnings and revenue as the number of global daily active users rose to 293 million, up almost 5% for the previous quarter. The social media company guided for revenue growth of 58 to 60% in the current quarter, down from the 116% annualized growth from the last quarter. The strong results boosted other tech names, including Amazon, Apple Inc., and Microsoft Corp. Next week, Boeing, Facebook, Tesla, UPS, MasterCard, and McDonald's are all among the companies scheduled to report their quarterly earnings results. And in commodities, West Texas Intermediate crude oil fell 22 cents to $71.69 a barrel, and gold slipped $7.50 to $1,797.90 an ounce. And the overseas markets were mixed with strength in Europe and weakness in Asia. So that's basically your market update. And we want to talk through kind of what all this means. So if you are just growing tired of watching the volatility and seeing your portfolio lose like almost 2% in a single day, I would encourage you to consider at least replacing a portion of your assets, and primarily the bond portion of your assets, with a sound financial product that's got 100% financial reserve requirement. That would be a bond replacement strategy that would replace basically the bonds in your portfolio with fixed index annuities. And let's just take, and again, this is part of our smart financial plan segment here. And we're trying for this whole show, we're trying to talk about a smart financial plan and how to truly build a smart financial plan. And in our examples, we're going to use basically $1 million portfolio. So if you've got $1 million portfolio, the typical $1 million portfolio that kind of started in, you know, with a 60-40 structure, started in 1952 with Harry Markowitz getting credit for being the founder of modern portfolio theory, although other people had used it before. He was using two non-correlated assets on the same market exchange, which is basically stocks and bonds. And if you got 60% stocks and 40% bonds, then that's a good portfolio. That's going to protect against some downside risk. But there's been a lot more volatility with bonds, especially when you're in a slightly rising interest rate environment. And you're also likely paying between 1% and 1.5% on of an advisory fees on the bonds that you have. So you're paying like $6,000 a year just on the bonds portion. If you replace those bonds with fixed index annuities, you would literally delete or eliminate $210,000 of advisory fees over a 35-year retirement. Let's say you're 60 years old between now. If you're 60 years old between now and when you turn 95, you're going to save at least $210,000 just in simple math. And the average rate of return of the fixed index annuity is, especially if you were invested in some of the ones that we represent, you're looking at an average rate of return of about 6.94% based on 2020 levels. And the average rate of return of the bond of the Moody's BAA bond index was just 3.2% in 2020. If you look at that over a 35-year period, the performance growth difference is 2.854%. That is a significant difference. And there's never been, I've never seen any type of model out there that says that the bonds outperform fixed index annuities. Now, obviously, we've seen lots where the stock portfolios, 100% stock portfolios can outperform fixed index annuities, but you have a risk associated. But why wouldn't you take a 100% financial reserve product where the U.S. government, and the state requires that the annuity companies reserve 100% of the money you give them into, say, financial products like the 10-year U.S. Treasury, and then they take the interest off of those and invest those into options and in indexes like the S&P 500 or the Barclays Atlas 5 or the Credit Suisse Raven Pack. And those are actively managed strategies. The S&P is a passive strategy, but it follows the top Standard & Poor's 500 companies. You're just in a much better spot, and you're going to end up having $2.854 million more if you if you started with $1 million portfolio and a $400,000 portion of that portfolio was in bonds, and you put those into a fixed index annuity instead. That's a remarkable result. And when we come back from the break, we're going to play a chapter from my new book about bond replacement. You can learn more about bond replacement and specifically some of the risks you're going to avoid. And we're going to hear more about that right when we come back. We're talking about a smart financial plan with smart safe, smart risk, and smart tax strategies to build a successful retirement. You'll see the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. And welcome back, Activators, the Active Wealth Show. And we're talking about how to build a smart financial plan that includes smart save, smart risk, and smart tax strategies that equal a smart financial plan, and hopefully a less volatile, more peace of mind, and more successful retirement, because we want to help protect and grow your wealth. So Sam's about to play chapter 15 for my new book, Annuity 360. And if you want a free copy of my book, go ahead and visit annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net. And Sam, go ahead and play Chapter 15 about bond replacement. We'll talk about that, and we'll start talking about what it means to start implementing smart risk strategies as well in this segment right after Sam plays Chapter 15 about bond replacement and how that can benefit your portfolio.
Chapter 15, bond replacement with fixed indexed annuities. Big idea. Historically, bonds have seen volatility when the market is volatile. Fixed index annuities are not subject to the same volatility, which makes them a much safer investment. You might have heard a financial advisor talk about replacing your bonds with annuities to protect your wealth and grow your retirement funds. At my firm, Active Wealth Management, we believe this is a smart way to protect your future. Many people have learned that bonds are a safe way to invest your money, but there are some downsides to bonds that should make you think twice. We'll talk about some reasons why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. First, here's some information on the history of bonds in the United States. Historical bond volatility. The 1900s saw two secular bear and bull markets in U.S. fixed income. Inflation peaked at the end of World War I and World War II due to increased government spending. The first bull market started after World War I and lasted through World War II. The U.S. government kept bond yields artificially low until 1951. The long-term bond yields were at 1.9% in 1951. They climbed to nearly 15% in 1981. In the 1970s, globalization had a huge impact on bond markets. New asset classes such as inflation-protected securities asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities, high-yield securities, and catastrophe bonds were created. Early investors in these new asset classes were compensated for taking on the challenge. The bond market was coming off its greatest bull market coming into the 21st century. Long-term bond yields declined from a high of 15% to 7% by the end of the century. The bull market in bonds showed continued strength in the early 21st century, but there is no guarantee with our current market volatility that this will hold. See chart 15.1 to see the incredible difference of investing in a fixed index annuity versus investing in bonds. Why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. The first question you should ask yourself is this: why would you take market risk with your bonds when your bonds can lose their value? If you just look at the history alone, you can see how uncertain the future of bonds is. Inflation and fluctuating interest rates play a big role in bond yields. Interest rate risk of bonds. Bonds and interest rates have an inverse relationship. When interest rates fall, bond prices rise. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, investors have moved their money to bonds because they believe it is a safer investment option. However, this has caused bond yields to fall to all-time lows. As of May 24, 2020, the 10-year Treasury note was yielding 0.64% and the 30-year Treasury bond was at 1.27%. Reinvestment risk of bonds. This is the likelihood that an investment's cash flows will earn less in a new security. For example, an investor buys a 10-year $100,000 Treasury note with an interest rate of 6%. They expect it to earn $6,000 a year. At the end of the term, interest rates are 4%. If the investor buys another 10-year note, they will earn $4,000 instead of $6,000 annually. Consider the possibility that interest rates change over time when deciding to invest in bonds. Systematic market risk. This refers to the risk that is inherent to the market as a whole. It will affect the overall market, not just a particular stock or industry. This can be unpredictable and it is impossible to avoid. Diversification cannot fix this issue, but the correct asset allocation strategy can make a big difference. Unsystematic market risk. This type of risk is unique to a specific company or industry. Similar to systematic market risk, it is impossible to know when unsystematic risk will occur. For example, if someone is investing in healthcare stocks, they may be aware of some major changes coming to the industry. However, there is no way they can know how those changes will affect the market. There are two factors that contribute to company-specific risk. Business risk. There are two types of risk, internal and external. Internal refers to operational efficiency. An external would be similar to the FDA banning a specific drug that the company sells. Financial risk. This relates to the capital structure of a company. A weak capital structure can lead to inconsistent earnings and cash flow that can prevent a company from trading. Reduced advisory fees. Investors who trade individual stocks may know how much commission they are paying their broker, but individuals who buy bonds often have no idea what type of commission they are paying. Bond dealers collect commission on bonds they sell, called markups, but they bundle them into the price that is quoted to the investors. This means you are unaware of how much commission you are actually paying. Standard & Poor's estimates of bond markups is 0.85% of the value for corporate bonds and 1.21% for municipal bonds. However, markups can be as high as 5%, up to $50 per bond. Bonds have finite durations. Bonds only provide income for a finite amount of time, unlike an annuity, which provides income for life. You must reinvest your money if you want to continue generating interest with bonds. However, reinvesting with a bond can sometimes come at a loss, as we discussed above. Annuities will provide you with an income you can never outlive.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Chapter 15 on bond replacement with fixed index annuities. Fixed index annuities are not subject to the same volatility, which makes them a much safer investment. And we've learned about the different types of bond risk out there, with reinvestment risk and interest rate risk, and systematic and unsystematic market risk, and how to reduce advisory fees, and also how bonds have finite durations as well, whereas a fixed index annuity doesn't. Why are you paying advisory fees and why are you continuing to invest in bonds? Why don't you just invest in stocks and fixed index annuities instead, and also eliminate any bank CDs as well? by investing in a fixed index annuity with the money, the safe, sound money that you would have invested. So I would encourage you to consider investing in a bond replacement strategy. And if you want more information about that, you can just visit bondreplacement.com. Again, bondreplacement.com is my free report. You can get the immediate download just by putting your information in. Just visit bondreplacement.com. Also, if you want to book a free financial consultation with me, directly with me, you won't talk to a downline advisor. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call at 770-685-1777. And Ms. Deborah will be ready to take your call. And all you got to do is just call 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. That's activewealth.com. We've been talking about building a smart financial plan. We just talked about smart safe. And smart safe is, there's really three investment options out there, primary investment options out there. Number one is not in the market, where you've got growth with safety, market upside, limited to no downside. Your principal and gains are protected. There's a low cost, you know, 0 to 1% annual fee. You, generally, with the ones we deal with fixed index annuities we deal with, it's 0%. The time horizon on these products that we deal with is between 7 and 14 years. And you can potentially earn between 5 and 7, even as high as 9.84% per year. And if you want to know which fixed index annuity that is, all you have to do is give us a call at 770-685-1777. We're happy to give you a free retirement income plan at no cost to you. And then you've also got options for guaranteed income. That's a fixed index annuity. That's the number one option, is not in the market. Number two option is in the market passive, which is a lot like your 401k. It's with passive investing, you're going to capture 100% of the market gains and 100% of the market losses, because you're just going to hang in there, right? And you're going to be asked to just hang in there by your broker or your advisor. And we think that hope is not a strategy. You need to take more of an active role with your investments and inspect what you expect and get an idea and rebalance things on a monthly basis at least. The time horizon on in the market passive investing is like 10 to 30 years. And in 2008, passive investors would have lost about 38%. And in 2009, they would have come back 26%. But if you had $1 million portfolio, again, we're just talking about that same example of $1 million portfolio sitting in your IRA, you would have lost $237,500. That's a significant loss. And you would have had $762,500 left over. For many people, that's a lifestyle change. And then option three of the primary three ways that people invest is in the market tactical, where our goal is to capture 70% of the market gains, but only 40% of the market losses. That's our goal. It's usually, an advisory fee between 1 and 1.5%. The time horizon is 6 to 8 years. You don't want to implement tactical asset allocation for just 6 to 8 weeks, as an example. And in 2008, you would have only lost 16% in 2008, but you would have only come back 18.2%, but you would have only lost over that 2 year period, you would have only lost over just right around $37,225 versus losing $237,000. So you'd have $962,775 left over versus having $762,500. That's the number three investment option, the primary investment option, which is in the market tactical. So we feel like the best combination is between smart safe with not in the market investing and smart risk, which is in the market tactical. That's what we like to do. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about how to invest with tactical asset allocation. We're also going to talk about smart tax strategies. There are only two types of tax reinvestments out there, which is Roth IRAs and life insurance. We're going to talk about how to implement both of those strategies in segment 3 and 4. You're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. And we look forward to talking more about how to build a smart financial plan with Next Smart Risk and Smart Tax. You'll see Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, Activators, the Active Wealth Show. And we're talking about how to build a smart financial plan that includes smart safe, smart risk, and smart tax strategies. We've kind of gone through a lot of the smart safe strategies with doing a bond replacement, with investing in fixed index annuities. And then we've also talked about smart risk with implementing a tactical asset allocation management strategy to, you know, manage your wealth with something that rebalances at least on a monthly basis and not just hanging in there. And then I want to talk about beating bank CDs, because with the volatility that we saw on Monday earlier this week, where the S&P 500 lost like 1.89% in a single day, I want to make sure, and obviously we've had a rally the last 4 days this week to come back even harder and stronger, but I want to make sure that many of you are thinking about, well, maybe I just need to park my money in bank CDs. I want you to consider two options.
Need a higher rate of return from your safe money? Listen up. It's time to beat the bank CD rates.
Number one is we want to consider a multi-year guaranteed annuity, which would be a MYGA. And we've got a three-year MYGA that's paying 3.15%. We've got a two-year MYGA that's paying 2.4%. And we have a one-year MYGA that's paying 2.15% compared to basically Allied Bank, I think, is offering a 0.6%, you know, 0.6% interest a year on a one-year bank CD. And that's way below inflation. You're going to lose buying power. It's a melting ice cube situation. But also, one of the ways to beat bank CDs is hold back the money you're going to need for the next year and then invest the rest of it into a fixed index annuity where you've got to defer your money for a year, and then you can start taking up to 5%+ penalty-free withdrawals, and it goes up 0.1 or 0.2% a year in the percentage payouts. And also they can get you interest rates between 5% and 9.84%. And if you want to learn how you could get an annuity that, based on recent history, has generated that type of interest growth for our clients, I would encourage you to just go ahead and pick the phone up and call us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777, or visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. So here's a couple of numbers for you. The total U.S. population is right around 331 million, according to the census. Obviously, we've got also illegal folks who live here beyond that number. The workforce is right around 150 million people. And the full-time workers are 126 million folks. We only have 126 million people who are working full-time to paying taxes and trying to pay down all this debt and pay for Social Security and pay for Medicare, because that's who's paying for the folks who need Medicare and paying for the baby boomers. We're at $28.554 trillion of U.S. national debt. We're truly a debtor nation. If you go to usdebtclock.org, don't just take my word for it, check out usdebtclock.org, and it will show you the problems that we have. And let me just ask you, do you think taxes are going to go up in the future? Well, if you listen to the Biden administration, they're going to go up in the very near future. Not a fan of the Biden administration. I am a fan of our former president. And I also am a fan of conservative fiscal management of our tax dollars, and we're not getting any of that right now. And I just think it's a huge opportunity to reduce the tax risk in your portfolio. And as a fiduciary, it's my responsibility to help you reduce all risk, whether it's market risk or reinvestment risk or tax risk, et cetera. And we've got to do everything we can to reduce tax risk and also market risk within your portfolio. And there's two types of tax reinvestments out there. There's life insurance and Roth IRAs. And I would encourage you to consider implementing a Roth ladder conversion to save six figures on your retirement. We've talked about several of my clients. We don't name names here, but I've got one client we have. His name is Chris, and he's got about $1.1 million. And he's single. He's got one child. He's divorced, actually. He's got $1.1 million. Almost all of it's in his 401k. He's been working with the same company for 40 years. And he's 60 years old, and he's going to retire this year, at the end of this year. But he's going to take basically $100,000 a year and convert his Roth conversion over the next 12 years. He's going to do everything he can to convert as much as he can. But because his money is growing at, you know, a significant clip, it's tough for him to eat into all the principal, but he will at least place, you know, $1.2 million into his Roth. He only has $1.1 million in his 401k right now, but if you're talking growth over the next 10 years and he averages around close to 10%, you're looking at 120 or 112 or 110 grand a year in growth. And so he's not able to convert as much, but he is able to at least implement a Roth conversion where he's got money that can go to his child. But he's going to end up saving $487,000 over his 35-year retirement. He's 60 years old. Let's say we're having him live at least to age 95. And that's a remarkable tax savings, but also his child is going to inherit a Roth IRA where the IRS is not a partner in that account. He's still going to have an IRA that's going to have that kind of money in it, but at least he's converted a lot of it. It would be easier if he was married. We've talked about that. And he's kind of set in his ways. He likes to hunt and fish and all that stuff, but married filing jointly, he could be moving 250,000 over, because the married filing jointly tax bracket, the 24% bracket, ends at 328,900, right? So I would encourage you to consider a Roth ladder conversion as a means of getting more tax efficient and to try to kick the IRS out of being your partner in retirement. The other is, the other only type of truly tax-free investment is life insurance. I've got a client who works for a major manufacturer here in Atlanta, and he's doing a 10 pay. He's putting in $2,000 a month for 10 years. Well, after he does that, he's 55. When he retires at age 65, he's going to be able to take out, according to the illustration, $25,602 based on previous performance of the indexes that he's tied to, because he's invested in an index universal life policy. And the income he's generating are loans against the policy later. They're tax-free because there's no taxes on loans, no income taxes on loans. And it is completely legal. And it's part of the IRS code 7702. It's called a rule 7702 plan. And if you want an example of how you can generate tax-free retirement income that you can never outlive, all you got to do is just visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. That's activewealth.com, and we're happy to help you. You can also send me an email and say, hey, Ford, I would really like to get a tax-free income plan if I could, a tax-free retirement income plan if I could. All you got to do is just send me an email at Ford@activewealth.com. That's F-O-R-D, like the truck, @activewealth.com. And this has kind of been that smart tax part of it. We want to make sure we convert over time using a Roth ladder conversion a little bit each year so we can stay at that 24% tax bracket. Also, one of the hints that I'm going to give you right now is you want to use your taxable account. Let's say you've got an investment account of a couple hundred grand or a hundred grand, and you're converting money from your IRA into your Roth IRA. Why don't you use the taxable investment money that's in your investment or your brokerage account and use that money, liquidate that money, withdraw that money, and use that money to pay the taxes on the conversion, so that 100% of your money that moves from your IRA into your Roth IRA moves from tax deferred to completely tax-free dollars. And all you have to do is wait 5 years from the time you open the Roth IRA account to access the principal and the gains absolutely tax-free, or you've got to wait 5 years on any Roth conversion. And when people fill out a Roth conversion form for me, they classify that 100 or 200 grand or 150,000 they're moving with our custodian TD Ameritrade, and there's a 5-year clock put on each one of those conversions. But once that's done, you can access that money tax-free. The IRS is no longer your part of retirement, and you're also, there's no RMDs. When we come back, we're going to play two important chapters from my book, Annuity 360. We're going to play Chapter 16, Reducing Risk in Your Portfolio with Annuities. And we're also going to let you know that you can actually buy an annuity with your Roth IRA account with their Chapter 17 from my new book, Annuity 360. Come right back, and we're going to talk about how you can reduce risk with fixed index annuities within your portfolio. And then also, we're going to talk about how you can actually reduce tax risk by buying an annuity and still implementing a Roth IRA conversion within that annuity. Believe it or not, you really can do it. This is the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. All right, and on today's show, we've been talking about how to build a smart financial plan that includes smart safe, smart risk, and smart tax strategies. And if you want to know how you can get your free financial plan, your free smart financial plan from us here at Active Wealth Management, all you've got to do is visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. That's activewealth.com. And we're going to play two chapters here from my new book, Annuity 360. And you can visit annuity360.net to get my free book. But chapter 16 talks about how you can reduce risk in your portfolio with annuities. And chapter 17 talks about how you can implement a Roth ladder conversion within an annuity, or how you can buy a fixed index annuity with Roth IRA dollars. More and more annuity companies are accommodating this. So I would encourage you to consider investing just a portion of your portfolio into a fixed index annuity just to replace the bonds in your portfolio, delete part of the advisory fees you're paying, and get greater growth and greater protection on your money. So let's go ahead and play those two chapters, Sam, and when we come back, we're going to have a final countdown.
Chapter 16, reduce risk in your portfolio with annuities. Big idea. An annuity can protect against several risks that can affect retirees and pre-retirees and offer a better financial safety net than other investment types. One of the biggest benefits of investing in annuities is reducing risk in your portfolio. With current market volatility, pre-retirees and retirees are more concerned than ever about their retirement funds and protecting their hard-earned wealth. We believe that annuities can be the answer to risks in your portfolio. Longevity risk. Retirees and pre-retirees are concerned about outliving their wealth. We have offered some strategies in this book that will stretch your retirement funds, such as following the 4% rule. But annuities can offer even more protection against this fear. We are living longer, so it is important to plan for at least 3 decades of retirement. An annuity can help create an income you can never outlive. Your money will last for your entire retirement by utilizing monthly, quarterly, or yearly distributions from your annuity account after your money grows during the accumulation phase. Market risk. Fixed index annuities can protect you from market risk. These annuities are not actually invested in the market. They're only tied to a specific market index. This means that you enjoy all the benefits of your market index when it performs well, but you are not exposed to any of the market risks should your index perform poorly. You will either make money or remain flat. You will never lose any money. Zero is your hero. Inflation risk. Annuities can offer riders that can help you adjust for inflation. Even though a rider might reduce your payout, protecting yourself from inflation will ensure that your money lasts and is not exposed to any unnecessary risk. It is important to have an annuity with a payout linked to the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, instead of one that increases at a fixed rate each year to ensure you are protected against inflation risk. An annuity that increases at a flat rate each year does not offer sufficient protection against inflation. Sequence of return risk. An annuity with a lifetime withdrawal benefit can counteract the effects of a down market at the start of your retirement. Research conducted by RetireOne has shown that you can flip 15 years of returns from retiring during a recession to retiring during a market that is up and completely change your retirement outlook. The positive returns would offset your withdrawals and grow your assets before your account felt the effects of a negative return. Consider a smart safe plan. With a smart safe plan, your money is invested not in the market. The characteristics of investing not in the market include growth with safety, market upside, limited to no downside, principal and gains protection, low cost, 0 to 1% annual fee, time horizon of 7 to 14 years, can earn 5 to 7% annually. Options are available for guaranteed income. Here are some examples of not in the market investing. Bank CDs. The annual percentage yield, APY, is about 1 to 2%. Your time horizon is typically 1 to 3 years, and you cannot access the funds until the contract is up. Treasuries. The APY is about 3%. Your time horizon is 10 years, and you cannot access the funds until the 10 years is up. Fixed annuities. The annual percentage yield is between 3 and 4%. Your time horizon is typically 4 to 7 years. You are able to access the funds during the contract period. Multi-year guaranteed annuities, or MIGAs. You get between 2 and 4% growth on your principal depending on the duration of your policy. This is less growth than a fixed index annuity, but it is guaranteed. The annuity company is required to pay you the rate they promise for the duration of your policy. Fixed index annuities. You receive between 5 and 7% growth on your principal. The time horizon is 7 to 14 years, and you do have access to the funds in your account if you need them. A smart safe plan does not invest your money directly in the market. Your investment is tied to an index without being invested directly in it. This means you get a portion of the market gains without the market risk. You may want to consider investing in a fixed index annuity over other not-in-the-market options. If you invest in treasuries or CDs, you will lose ground in your investment due to inflation. Investing in a fixed index annuity will likely cut down on your inflation risk. We prefer accumulation annuities because they minimize your risk in several areas and they lock in your gains through the use of point-to-point protection periods, meaning you won't lose money. Chapter 17. You can buy an annuity with your Roth IRA account. Big idea. Many people don't know this, but there are at least 5 annuity carriers who allow you to invest your Roth IRA account into a fixed index annuity, and many others are beginning to follow suit. A Roth IRA is an individual retirement account, IRA, under United States law that is generally not taxed upon distribution, provided certain conditions are met. The principal difference between Roth IRAs and most other tax-advantaged retirement plans like IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457s, SEP IRAs, etc., is that contributions into the Roth IRA are invested with after-tax dollars and qualified withdrawals from the Roth IRA plan are tax-free, and growth within the account is also tax-free. The Roth IRA was introduced as part of the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997 and is named for Senator William Roth, who introduced and sponsored the legislation. This may surprise you, but you can actually invest your Roth IRA account into a fixed indexed annuity. As of the printing of this book, there are 5 annuity carriers that will eagerly accept a full Roth IRA conversion from your IRA. There are only 3 annuity carriers that can handle partial conversions. But more carriers are adjusting their business operations and illustration software to accommodate Roth IRA investments into their annuity products. The largest annuity carrier in the United States allows for Roth IRA investment into their annuities. They allow Roth IRAs in all of their current fixed indexed annuities, full and partial, with some parameters including: number 1, Roth conversions will create new policy numbers, so they will show in separate accounts, but this does not change any product feature or the surrender schedule with the annuity product. Number 2, conversions must be at least the product minimum premium between $10,000 and $20,000 each. Therefore, you cannot implement a Roth conversion that is less than $10,000 to $20,000 depending on the annuity product. The title of my next book is Taxes Are on Sale. I will cover all the aspects of Roth IRAs, Roth IRA conversions, and why now may be the best time to kick the IRS out of your retirement account with a Roth IRA conversion. I believe that taxes will likely increase in the future, So a strategic Roth ladder conversion will help reduce your future tax risk and save you six figures in taxes paid during your 30-plus year retirement. Please do not let your current Roth IRA account or your desire to convert your IRA to a Roth IRA impede you from investing into a fixed indexed annuity.
And now for the final countdown.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
Well, everybody looks forward to the final countdown. And we talked about building a smart financial plan with smart, safe strategies, with a bond replacement by replacing our bonds within our portfolio and investing in a 100% financial reserve product in a fixed index annuity. And we've got some fixed index annuities that are paying between 5 and 9.84%. And if you want to know how to get a potential 9.84% growth on your money, average annual rate of return on your money, all you've got to do is reach out to us at activewealth.com. Click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and we're happy to get scheduled with you. And then also you can call our office at 770-685-1777. We also talked about smart risk strategies with tactical asset allocation and not just hanging in there with our investments and rebalancing every month and not riding the lowest of the lows. We talked about what happened in 2008 and 2009, the difference between in the market passive investors and in the market tactical investors and which one did better. Hint here is that the in the market tactical investors did much better. And then we're also talking about smart tax strategies with Roth IRA conversions, investing in Roth IRAs, contributing to Roth IRAs, and also potentially investing into an index universal life policy. And that would allow for tax-free retirement income or also for college planning. And we also talked about how to beat bank CDs on this week's show. And we played three chapters from my new book, Annuity 360, and you can get a free copy of that at annuity360.net. We look forward to talking to you more next week about tax smart investing. Activators, we hope you all have a great week. Remember, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly about your retirement future. Be aggressive about managing your portfolio. Be aggressive about inspecting what you expect, because it is your money. It is your hard-earned wealth. It is also your hard-saved wealth. And we want to work hard to protect and grow your hard-earned and hard-saved wealth. And we hope you all have a great week.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.